Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We're joined by Christian Adams. He is the president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, and he joins us now to discuss a pending lawsuit over Alexandria, the city of Alexandria, and the voting rolls. Christian, you got to clear this up for me because it seems like this is a no-brainer. I read the article today, Washington Post covering it, of all people. I gave them way too much credit. It was the Washington Free Beacon that covered it. Much better publication. And this is pretty simple, Christian Adams. There are actually more people registered to vote in the city of Alexandria than there are people over the age of 18, the voting age, in the city of Alexandria. How is this not an obvious case of fraud?
Well, this is a problem across the Commonwealth of Virginia and across the country, frankly. There's over 200 counties in the country, and a lot of them in swing states, that have more people on the rolls than people alive.
All right, so obviously there are a lot of people who have public interest groups that want to go after voter integrity. You work for a couple of them, or are involved with a couple of them. Obviously, they've been petitioning and saying, "Hey, let's clear this up." What's with the city of Alexandria?
Yeah, the city of Alexandria. We requested months ago the list of people who were registered to vote who were in fact not citizens. Alien voting and registration, Larry, is a serious problem across the country, and it took litigation and weeks of haggling to finally get the list. And lo and behold, there have been dozens upon dozens upon dozens, and probably significantly more, aliens, foreigners, registering to vote in Alexandria and voting. And they've only caught a tiny fraction by accident of the people who later confessed to be non-citizens. There's people on the rolls now who are not citizens. It's not just Alexandria. We've asked counties across the Commonwealth of Virginia to turn over records under some federal laws, they have to,
right,
to show us who these aliens are. And the information's coming in is just astounding, the numbers of aliens who have been registered to vote in Virginia, who are voting in Virginia, and this Justice Department and law enforcement officials do absolutely nothing about it.
Let's talk about the rest of the Commonwealth, because you have to go to, is this a city-based thing, a county-based thing, or is it the State Board of Elections that you would go to and say, hey, let's just have this information? By the way, why aren't they doing this themselves? Shouldn't they cross-check whether people are citizens or not?
Well, they don't. They don't do the diligence. And what's worse is when citizen groups like mine ask for the public records as to who are the people that they've caught, which are only a fraction, you have the State Board of Elections, Eduardo Cortez, who is sending out emails to county election officials saying, don't comply with their request. I have the emails. And so there's no transparency about the problem, which really illustrates the larger problem nationally is the problem of voter fraud. You have lots of powerful people, election officials and interest groups, denying that it exists.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I know. We hear it all the time. There is no voter fraud. There is no voter fraud. It's because the people who were in charge of finding and prosecuting the voting fraud are turning the other cheek. They're not looking.
Well, that's right. And you have counties like Arlington, Fauquier, Falls Church, Loudoun, Manassas, who have been asked to turn over their list of alien registrants that have been on the voter rolls there, who actually had to commit a felony, by the way, Larry, to get on the rolls. You have to
lie
and say you're a citizen to get on the voter rolls in the first place. We know hundreds of them are on the rolls, if not more, and we know hundreds of them are voting in Virginia elections.
All right, let talk me through this process for a moment. By the way, all those counties you just named are the counties that all of the smart people in D.C. say are going to be the difference maker in Virginia and could very well then be the difference maker in the presidential election. So let's bear that in mind. Let's say I've got an old family friend who lives in Ukraine. And he's coming in, and he's going to spend 6 months here just on a tourist visa. And then while he's visiting here in Virginia, he goes down and registers to vote. He's obviously a non-citizen. He's just visiting here. He registers to vote, and then he votes on election day. From the moment he registers to vote to the moment he actually casts his ballot, what checks are in place to ensure that this is someone who should have the legal right to cast a ballot?
Yeah, almost none. Let me tell you what the checks are. when he goes to DMV or when he goes to register to vote, he fills out a federal form that's part of Motor Voter. Remember that from 1993?
Yes, I remember the Clintons and the Democrats were very insistent. 1 year after Bill Clinton got elected as president, they were very insistent to push that through with their Democratic majority in the House and Senate.
Well, the federal form doesn't work because I've got a stack of federal forms on my desk where the person said, "Are you a citizen?" He said, "Yes." They still got registered to vote in places like Prince William County without any checks. I've got forms on my desk that we've gotten. By the way, Prince William complied with our request. And the person actually says they aren't a citizen, and they still get registered to vote. That's how ineffective the federal form is.
So that's it. You just have to check a box, and then there's nobody in some office with a green eye shade over his head, some bureaucrat that is making $80,000 a year, that takes that form, punches up the name on a computer to see if, in fact, that person, yes, is a U.S. citizen.
That's exactly right, and that's why states like Kansas, Alabama, and Georgia have passed citizenship verification laws. And that's why groups like the League of Women Voters and the ACLU have taken people to court to stop it. I was in district court in D.C. this week fighting with the League of Women Voters because they're trying to shut down citizenship verification across the country. There are interest groups that are well-funded that are ruining the integrity of our elections by allowing aliens to get on the voter roll.
What's next for you, Christian Adams, and your groups? Because I know that you finally did get some data from the city of Alexandria, but as you mentioned, this is a widespread problem. Between now and Election Day, what are you guys up to?
Yeah, we're going to get to the bottom of the problem in Virginia. We're going to find out how many aliens have been removed from the rolls and get an idea of how many of them have voted. And Larry, the preliminary data that we're seeing says this is not a small problem. This is a serious problem. The Democrats in charge in Virginia are not doing anything about it, and the Democrats in charge of the Justice Department almost seem to be taking the side of the wrongdoers, which, you know, we've come to expect now after 7 years.
He's J. Christian Adams. He's the president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, and this is a very serious problem that he is trying to get to the bottom of. If you want to help, let me say the name of the group again, the Public Interest Legal Foundation, because there's a whole lot of work to be done before Election Day on this one. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Larry.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.